Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And welcome back into hour number two. Thank you, Mr. Reed Allman. His name came up this week when I was down fishing with Captain Ryan over in Burris. One of our regular listeners from Mandeville is also a mutual friend of our buddy Reed Allman, who recorded that song. And Reed has moved off to Colorado, and he's loving it out there too. But he does come back to visit us, and always good to see him. Very talented man. He wrote that song for me. And he recorded a song that I wrote, and you hear it a lot of times on this program. Only song I've ever written, and I would never attempt to sing one like he does. But anyway, thanks to Reed Allman, good friend. All right, well, this week we shot two Bayou Wild TV shows. Last Saturday, after I left off the air, we met out at a camp on Lake Catherine, and we had a bunch of kids. I call them the Crabby Kids, and we had a great time catching crabs, and they were pulling each other around on the float pads and the rafts and just having a good old time. We balled crabs and ate them, and it's going to be called Enjoying, you know, the Summer Lake Time. And we had my granddaughter Isabel and her cousins, Josie, Camille. The neighbor Stella came over. We had Dean from Dean LeCocq, our cameraman's young son, who's also works with us. He did a great job on explaining how to boil seafood. And little young Emma, beautiful little girl, and they all had a great time and explaining how exactly you go about catching crabs. So be looking forward to that. The other show we recorded was another very special show. You know, we work with the folks at Hunt of a Lifetime. A lot of times it turns into a fishing of a lifetime. And terminal children with terminal illnesses make a wish, and they want to, whatever their hunting trip or fishing trip of a lifetime would be. This case was a 13-year-old boy who has leukemia. He's gone through his third year of a treatment. And his mother, Arabella, his name is Miguel Sutera. They came down to Cajun Fishing Adventures, and guys like Captain Ryan Lambert, who are very generous, that have the resources to put them up in the camp and enjoy dinner with them and take them out fishing. And his one thing was to catch a big fish in Louisiana, all the way from Ohio. And I got to tell you, it was successful. If you check out my Facebook page, you'll see a picture. He was very tired after he caught it. It was a big bull red. And believe me, we worked for that fish. We went through a ton of hard heads and gaff top catfish, finally found a current line. We're going to talk to Ryan more about it, but when we'll get Miguel on the air when that TV show prepares to air. And you'll see the one about the crabs coming up first, and then we'll do that fish of a lifetime trip. And he so badly wanted his mother to catch one, and the next day they did, and they sent me some pictures of that too. So congratulations to both of them. They had a wonderful time, and took them a little bit of worry and the normal drudgery that they go through in that situation, and kind of forgot all about that. And that was the last care they had while we were out there fishing with Captain Ryan. And what a generous guy he is, and many of the people who have offered their time and their resources to just make one day a whole lot better in the life of some of these children. All right, we're also going to talk to Britton Martinolich. He caught a big mai-mai. The kids got it, the 13-year-old with the big bull red, and 11-year-old Britton caught a winning, and he competed against some pretty darn good fishermen to win the category for the mai-mai, which, if you're not familiar with that fish, it's also called a dolphin or a dorado, and it's a beautiful fish, quite tasty as well. And this one earned him a title at the Billfish Tournament over in Orange Beach, and we'll talk to him about that too. So we got a lot to do. We got Captain Mike Gallo coming up next for you paddlers. Brendan Bayard's going to join us, and Captain Ryan and I will tell you again how you can cast your vote and have your voice heard if you are in favor of switching to a north-south duck hunting zone. And whatever we choose in Louisiana, we're going to have to live with it for the next five seasons after this one. We'll talk to you about all of that right after this pause. We're coming back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Network. And on the Bayou, Born on the Bayou Report is brought to you by, let's say a little trivia here. I know y'all going to get it. Who would you call if you run out of fuel? You're out there fishing and all of a sudden your tank goes dry. Who's going to bring you fuel? Who's going to tow you in if you got some type of a serious problem with your engine, or if it's just an electrical problem where you need a jump start? Who are you going to call? Yeah, you're right. If you said CETO, that's them. AAA on the water is another name for them, and you can get signed up. $249 gets you a membership for a year where you get as many of these services as you might need. You pay nothing. CETO.com is one way to get signed up. I'll call my friend Captain Chris. He's at 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545, and he will sign you up for CETO. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And Mike, I'm here at the St. Hubert Annex studio on the West Bank, and I'm looking at the sky, and I see red sky. And you know the old saying, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning, red sky at night, sailors delight. Is that something you live by?
I am familiar with that and have tested that theory, and it's like most of the weather. It's right sometimes and sometimes not.
Whoever wrote that must have been a professional meteorologist, that's for sure. Well, how you been dealing with these hot temperatures and pop-up storms and all this kind of stuff we had this week?
Well, obviously, you have your head on a swivel, looking for pop-up showers. I'm constantly looking at my weather radar on my GPS to to make sure something doesn't block me from getting back to home, to my lodge. And you leave as early as you can and try to fish midday. And if it starts getting too hot, you either crank the boat up and make a run or you head back in. It's been pretty good fishing this week, concentrating in deeper passes. White trout have sort of ruled the day. There's plenty of those out there, and there's a few speckled trout mixed in with them. Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, Bayou Thomas, Chef Pass, those have all had some white trout in them with a few speckled trout. You might catch 50 white trout and maybe 5 speckled trout. You may come across a flounder or two. You know, the usual suspects. There's catfish that we don't like to deal with, but sometimes they get mixed in there as well. You could have a storm chase you away, or you could finish your day, you know, locally in some of those deeper areas. Today we have good tide movement, so I certainly would think that pattern would continue.
Mike, we don't call you the forensic fisherman for nothing, because you have I don't know if you have it written down or it's just cataloged in your mind, but I know you have a lot of information that you've acquired, data over the years that you've been fishing. What do you say about the conditions of the water, which is more conducive to white trout than speckled trout? Or is it just a seasonal thing, time of year is which one you're going to find? Or when you pull up to a spot and you look at the water, the conditions, the clarity, the salinity, the movement, the depth, how are you more likely to find specks than white trout?
I would definitely say white trout tend to be on the bottom 80% of the time, whereas speckled trout could be on the bottom and they could be up on the surface, depending on the time of the year. In this heat, obviously, they'll be further down on the bottom, where the water is going to be cooler, have a higher oxygen content. That's just the way it is in the summer. Just like us, we want to be where it's cooler, in the shade, you know, where there's a breeze. So those things sort of fit together. It's just they there or they not. We don't intentionally look for them. You know, on occasion we have children that are willing to catch anything, and we may know where there's quite a few white trout. They're often just a bonus or a bycatch.
You know, Mike, I'm getting a lot of comments. We reran the Dutch's Corner piece, and a lot of people loved it. That's probably one of the more popular episodes we did. If somebody's headed up into that Biloxi Marsh looking for redfish, is that water just too hot, or can the redfish have a tolerance for it and you can catch a few in there?
Well, Don, you want moving water, and I would say first thing in the morning is going to be your best bet to catch them where it's shallow, and then just like the trout, as the water warms up, they'll move down the ledges and get into a little bit deeper water. Now, I always say redfish love 10 inches of water. So when I say they go deeper, that really doesn't have to be that deep. Could be 4 or 5 feet deep. But the movement of the water is the important thing, because that's where that water will get oxygenated. So you just want good moving water. They may be more in bayous with points as the water rolls around a point than they would be on a big flat where it's shallow near grass beds. So they'll definitely pull off of those grass beds and get in bayous where you have more current and deep water is closer by.
Mike, you know, when you're out there fishing in that marsh, a lot of time you see those pushes going along the bank. And there's a lot of species that do that. How do you distinguish if it's a redfish and worth throwing? Because you're out there hunting and traveling, and when you see that wake going across, you want to get a bait in front of it. How do you distinguish whether it's a garfish or a mullet or a sheephead as opposed to a redfish?
Redfish will make a different wake than a garfish. Now, look, even after my 20-plus years of casting at those redfish, I'll make mistakes, and you can have 3 mullet side by side coming down the shoreline, and it'll look very similar to a redfish. Most of the time, the redfish are territorial, and they'll go up and down the shoreline, and they'll chase other species away because they want to eat what's in that area. So generally what's in there is going to be redfish if they're there. If you are seeing maybe a sheephead or a catfish, then that's a good tip that there may not be any redfish in that area. And you don't have to move far, maybe 50 or 100 yards down the bank to get away from those. But that is certainly one of the things that I do. If I'm fishing shrimp under a cork and we catch small catfish or even, say, a small croaker, that tells me there's not any redfish in the area to chase off those predators, because the redfish wants to eat everything. He not only wants to eat crabs that might be 3 inches in length, he wants to eat shrimp that are 2 inches in length. And he would chase a croaker out of there because that croaker may eat what he wants to eat. So they're pretty territorial. Generally, when you find them, it's usually just them in that area.
Yeah, sometimes it's what you don't find that is the key to successful fishing. Mike, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, AA of LA. You got a wealth of information, everything from what you offer to recipes for fish. If they want to give you a call and talk about getting in a late summer trip, especially for those kids because school is not that far away, tell them how to get you on the phone.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
And bring your notebook with you and get some notes from our forensic fisherman. Always a pleasure, Mike. Take care, my friend. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week, and happy anniversary on 36 years.
Thank you very much.
When you were 20.
Well, I was actually 5. I was pretty sharp for a 5-year-old when I started this show.
I believe.
yeah, do that. All right, we come back after this. It's the report we put together for you paddlers, you kayakers, canoers, whatever, Tom Sawyer Raft, if you like to paddle for your fish. Brendan Bayard joins us next with some advice and tips right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
work. And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of our friends, No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Now, get this, going on today, open up at 10, and they'll have at 10:30 a fly tying class for beginners and intermediates at the shop. That's going to be followed by a fishing gear swap at 12:30. That's also there at the store. You can come in and sell your old fishing tackle or look for some lightly used fishing tackle at the right price. Plus, they've also got some new outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle for the local area, great apparel, and also give you more information about some fishing out of kayaks. And actually, you can pick them up over there, too. Stop by and see Justin. That's at No Wake Outfitters. Love that name. 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us. And good morning, Brendan. Got the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo going on this weekend. Tell us about some opportunities for the paddlers.
Yeah, Don. Over there, without the crowds, I've been doing a good bit of fishing, and there's a lot of trout behind the island. I've been the days that allow it, I go out to the beach, and the trout are a little bit better out there, but there's just a lot of trout everywhere, and you know, you have to pick through a bunch of small fish. I don't know if that's because of the freeze we had at the beginning of the year that just kind of killed off some different size fish, but there's plenty of fish out there. You just have to kind of weed through them. You know, you're kind of keeper ratio to catch ratio is maybe 1 to 3, 1 to 4, depending upon the day. I've been throwing a lot of top water just to try to weed out some of the smaller fish, but there's a lot of, you know, eight inch to 10 inch fish out there. So, but you know, there's some reds out there. There's the bull reds are showing up in the passes. That's always fun in a kayak. We're probably going to get a lot of crabs now pretty soon on the beach. So if you like to bring your family out there and go crabbing, this is the time of year to start making plans to do that. That's really fun. You can, you know, bring the old pop-up tent. You can go wade fish and catch some trout and then set up some crab lines with the family and do that the rest of the day.
Brendan, for those bulls, you suggest throwing a mullet on the bottom. But if you're going to go artificial, what do you throw at those big bulls?
I like to fish a cobia sized jig. I'll paddle around the pass with my depth finder on and almost, you know, just kind of hunting for those fish, and you know, they'll light up underneath the underneath your kayak, and you'll kind of pass through schools of them. They just kind of come and go all day long. Occasionally they'll blow up on the surface and you'll just see kind of a big, you know, patch kind of erupt, you know, either in the distance or, you know, sometimes right up underneath you. And, you know, always kind of keep your eyes, you know, close to the water. And you'll, every once in a while, you'll just see maybe a school of three or four kind of pass by and you're like, whoa, what was that? And then you look at your depth finder and you find yourself on top of 1,000 of them, and you just drop down and hook up and take a ride. It's fun. My kids love to do that.
Yeah, I had a big blow up on my big gaudy cork, and I was wishing I had a hook on the cork. A big bull red came up and blew it out the water. It's fun to fish them like that. Well, now, for people that have signed up for the Star Rodeo, CCA Star, and they're fishing in the kayak division, there's an opportunity out there.
Yeah, you know, most of the time you look at the Star standings, and, you know, those things kind of fill up, you know, in the beginning of the summer, but there's a unique opportunity over in the Southeast Division, which includes Grand Isle, Leeville, and Fouchon and all that area. And it's only, you know, 2.5 right now. So I think there's a good opportunity to go out there and catch yourself a nice, you know, 21, you know, inch fat trout and, you know, place in that division. So, you know, go cast net some pogies in the morning and throw some top waters and do everything you can to catch a big trout. And you never know. You could end up with something, earn you first place in the kayak division.
Very good. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you on your next round.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our four paddling reporters. All right, we got five bad boys of the outdoors. They're from South Mississippi, went to Illinois, and they were not well behaved. We'll tell you their story right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting to some of our text messages, as many as we can. Here's the top of the morning. As usual, I'm listening as I do every Saturday morning. You have given us older outdoorsmen who can't get out too much anymore something to look forward to throughout the many years, just like when I would wake up without an alarm clock and getting ready to go fishing or hunting with my dad. Congratulations on the 30-plus years of the greatest and most informative outdoor show. Thank you very much. God bless our dear friend, Dutch, who was a dear friend of my dad. Take care and be safe. That's from our friend, Gus. Thanks for the compliment, Gus. Old man Sam's in Hammond. He's doing some canning this morning with light rain going on over there. Here's one that says, oh, and I want to let everybody know, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is hosting a free intermediate catfishing program today at 2 o'clock, Park Natchitoches. And there are some open slots for walk-ups. Good father and son fishing. 2 o'clock, Park Natchitoches. Be there if you got a chance. Dixie George from Dixie Hunting Club. He's thanking for all the years of work. And then I've got this one from my hunting buddies, Dean, and his dog, Latte, who is a sister of my dog. Happy anniversary, and thanks for everything and information. And Dean can't wait. Can't come too soon before we get behind those dogs and point up a few birds. Here's one that says, Don, you are right. If you want to win a fishing tournament, enter. Case in point, 1966. My parents and I went to the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. My mom caught a big swordfish. If she had signed up, she would have been second place. You never know what could happen. That is so right. And we got a happy 36 from the Swamp Trapper. Old man Sam says they got a red sky to the east and a rainbow to the west. What does that mean? God bless Mother Nature. Let's see. We got this one, loving the show up here in South Dakota. My 15th year listening. Happy anniversary. That's from George. George, I sure miss my trips to South Dakota. Maybe I'll get a chance to get up there this season. Here's one says, the rainbow is a double rainbow in the southwest sky. That's got to be good news. And Salt in Mandeville says, I hunt the North Shore, so I'm in the east zone. I would personally like to see them extend the season for duck hunting through February. Well, that's impossible. The feds don't allow that. For the last few years, seems like most of the ducks aren't even here until late January. I can't speak for the guys further south, but this is just what I've noticed for my area. All right, we're going to talk to Ryan Lambert more about those zones for Louisiana's duck hunting and how you can get involved and have your voice heard if it was not in the survey. And I got a story about five bad boys from South Mississippi next, after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, five Mississippi men have been sentenced for not having non-resident hunting license and admitting to using spotlights to illegally take whitetail deer in four Illinois counties and Lacey Act violations, which involves interstate transportation of illegal game. The court documents show that between 2018 and 2022, this went on for some 4 years, these poachers would use spotlights to find deer in four counties in Illinois. Once they located the deer, they get a rifle, spotlight it, shoot it, and later return to collect the carcass, all for the greedy purpose of bootlegging, mounting, and displaying trophy animals back in Mississippi. And if you want to see a picture of their trophy room, check out my Facebook page. All five of these guys had a worldwide hunting ban put on for the length of their probations. That's right. They cannot hunt anywhere in the world. They're not welcome. And their restitution goes to the Illinois Conservation Police Fund, and the fines will go to the Lacey Act reward account, which is handled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to violate that Lacey Act, sentenced to probation for 5 years and a $2,000 restitution, 56-year-old Stephen J. Piquet of Biloxi. Guilty of unlawful transport of wildlife, another Lacey Act violation, a 5-year probation, and a $5,000 restitution, as well as a $2,500 fine, is 40-year-old Gerald B. Moran of Soche. Guilty of one count of unlawful transport of the Lacey Act, sentenced to 3 years probation in order to pay $7,500 in restitution, as well as $2,500 fine, 30-year-old Joshua A. Marshall of Soche. Guilty of one count of unlawful transport of wildlife and violating the Lacey Act, sentenced to 5 years in order to pay $10,000 in restitution, as well as a $5,000 fine, is 57-year-old John M. Pritchard of Biloxi. And finally, guilty of one count of unlawful transport of wildlife violating the Lacey Act and sentenced to probation for 5 years, including 12 months of home detention and location monitoring, plus $75,000 in restitution and a $10,000 fine. That's for 54-year-old Lee J. Johnson of Soche, Mississippi, making total cash confiscations in the amount of $119,500 for our five Mississippi no longer welcome to hunt in Illinois or anywhere else in the world, bad boys of the outdoors. Oh, boy, I'm talking some serious restitution. If you look at that picture and look at some of the deer they got, boy, there are some horses in there. And it was for no other reason just to get them back and mount them and, I guess, brag about them. But they were finally brought to justice. All right, we come back after this break. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, about a great trip he and I shared with a mother and her son with a terminal illness. It's called Fish of a Lifetime. And also, it's the two-minute warning if you're a Louisiana duck hunter and you support a north-south season for the next 5 years. Details ahead on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, he goes by the name the Plastic Man, but he had shrimp on his hands this week on a very special fishing trip with a young lady named Arabella and her 13-year-old son, Miguel, who is a terminal leukemia patient, and he wanted to catch the fish of a lifetime. They made the trip from Ohio down to Burris, Louisiana, and Captain Ryan Lambert made it happen. Thank you so much, Ryan. I wish I would have been there on the day after when she finally caught her fish, because, boy, he sure wanted her to catch one, didn't he? I think he wanted her to catch one as much as he did.
He loved his mama, that little boy. He was 11 years old, but I tell you what, he wanted his mama to catch a fish bad. So we got her a big bull the second day, and she didn't want another one after just like him. You know, so we got that one, the boy, okay, you want to get another one? Oh, no. No, I don't want no part of that.
I think his was a little bigger than hers.
Yeah, it was. You know, his was about 38 inches. It was 21-inch girth. That was a big old fatty. So he was happy. They was all happy. She was. I enjoyed her. She was a trooper, boy. I didn't care if it rained. We got a little bit of rain the second day and lightning. And, man, I was running for my life for a little while. And then we took a good boat ride and found some fish. But it was fun.
Yeah, that's a great thing to offer to people who go, you know, you think you have problems and then you see these situations. And to give them one day where that's the last thing on their mind, it's certainly worthwhile.
And they came on them just on a camping trip, all of a sudden he got sick, and next thing you know, he's in ICU, and next thing you know, he's fighting for his life. So, you know, we got problems, but sometimes we don't have the problems that we think we got.
Yeah, well, thanks again for making that happen for him, and that'll be upcoming. I think next month we're going to be running that on a Bayou Wild show, and we'll show that fight that he put out. He fought that fish really good, too.
He really did. He took the casting really good. But
yeah.
Carmen says if you give, you get back. So we do every one of those things that's offered to us, we do them. So it's a great thing to do.
I know you do, and we had a little help from above, I think, because it was not easy finding those redfish. But those current lines, that seems to be the ticket. You know, if you can't find them along the shorelines, you find those current lines, and they're cruising around in there. Well, Ryan, I wanted to spend some time talking about, we're in the two-minute warning now for duck hunters. You know, a lot of people, I don't know how those random surveys went out. There were 66,000 of them to HIP holders, which includes dove hunters, you know, and people that don't even hunt ducks. 11,000 of those were non-residents, or they didn't hunt ducks. So they only had 8,900, about 9,000 responses on a very important issue of what type of zoning and splits will we have for the next 5 years. They offered four options. The biologists, based on the results of that survey, are recommending option A, which is same old, which is an east and west zone, which puts Venice, Louisiana, and Shreveport, Louisiana, both of those in the west zone, which Venice is the furthest place from the west. The one that you and I have talked to so many people, have gotten so much response, that did not get an opportunity to have their voices heard, are looking for what was option D, which is a north-south zone for the coastal zone. And again, we've talked about this, but explain why it's significant and important to have a coastal zone different from the north.
Because we're tidal, and if you're out there and the tide is under -3, you can't get to your blind. Or if it's -3 coming, you know, it starts at, you know, it'll be low tide at 10 o'clock or so. If you get to your blind at 6 in the morning, within 6:30, 7 o'clock, your decoy is laying on the side. And the ducks know the tides, believe it or not, they know. So they're going offshore. As soon as you come into the marsh, everything goes out to the Gulf. And it's not coming in till the tide comes in right at dark or late that evening if you would get a chance to go out there. And it's just not conducive to doing so. I mean, you're tearing up your equipment. There's 26 days that we can't even hunt this year. And let me tell you what's probably going to happen in the next few years. And it's federally mandated that you can only do this every 5 years. You can change the zones. So being the duck numbers are going down drastically in the last 3 years, and if they continue to do so with the drought in the north, we're going to have to go to a conservative hunting season, just like we did for tealwood, from 16 days to 9 days, because they dropped below 1.4 million teal, blue-winged teal. So everything is federally mandated. So when the duck numbers of mallards go down a certain thing, then we have to go to a conservative season, which is going to be 30 or 40 days with three or four ducks. And if they do so, the people in Shreveport, and I don't blame them, they want to go all the way to the end of the month because they got a better chance of getting some mallards later in the season. Well, in January, we don't have any tides. So if they make a 30-day season and we can hunt six of it, guess what? We don't get to hunt. So this is our last chance to get this changed before, you know, because it's 5 years. We can't change it after that for the next 5 years. So I urge everyone to go on the Don's website, click on the link, just put your name on the thing saying you want option D, we want these negative tides, because the meeting is August 7th at the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and I urge everybody that can go to go and voice their opinion, because if we don't get this done, we're in grave jeopardy of not having a duck season down south.
That's true, because we could get stuck with that three birds 30-day season in any of those 5 years based on the mallard count. Well, you and I plan to be there August 7th. Maybe some other folks can come, but if not, all they need to do is access that letter at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. The whole letter is there. The email addresses for each commission is there, and you can just simply shoot them an email and voice your opinion. Now, if you don't agree with North-South, you can say that too. Everybody's got their opinion, but I think that when the biologist and the commissioners, if they hear from enough people, that they'll react, and hopefully we can get that set. Ryan, thanks for doing that, and again, thanks so much for that trip, and I would say to anybody that's considering a charter service to go fishing with, if you look at a guy that makes his resources available to children, terminally ill children and their families, and he does it with a good heart, do you think he'd give you a good fishing trip? Absolutely. Thanks again, Ryan, and tell him how to get you on the phone.
Yeah, they can just call me direct at 504-559-5111, and I got a stable of guys you won't believe, so we'll make it happen.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
There he goes, our plastic man. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to another young man. This young man is 11 years old. Caught a first-place mai-mai in a big tournament in Alabama. He's going to relive it and tell you how he did it, where he did it, and what actually he earned by doing it. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we have a champion joining us right now. I'm talking about the winner of the Dolphin or mai-mai category in the Blue Marlin Grand Championship that took place in Orange Beach, Alabama, Team Grocery Isle, Britton. Martin Olich joins us now. And Britton, thank you for joining us on the show. And boy, what a fish that was, a 25.4-pound dolphin. Tell us a story of how you found the fish and how you caught it.
We were trolling by a rig just trying to fish for marlin. And we find a buoy and we start trolling by it. And huge marlin comes on and it starts jumping everywhere. And it took me about 8 minutes to reel it in.
Eight minutes. I tell you what, those are some beautiful fish. But, you know, what happens to them when you first put them on the boat, they've got all those green and blue and yellow iridescent colors. And then once they get on ice, they fade.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What were you using for bait?
I think it was a cigar minnow that was on. I think we just tossed out a pitch bait.
You know, those fish can be acrobatic. Did you get some jumps out of him?
Oh, yeah. He was jumping everywhere.
Yeah, that was great. And I tell you, tell me about your team grocery aisle. You guys had some other winners on the boat too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. My Uncle Donnie, he caught the winning marlin.
Yeah, we had him on last week to talk about that story. That was a very, very lucrative fish to catch. Over $400,000 was worth. But I'll tell you what, that was quite a catch that you made, and that's an exciting fish and one that a lot of people have never had the opportunity to catch. I caught one that actually won the CCA Star years and years ago, and it was just maybe a little bit under the size of the one you caught, but yours was massive. What a beautiful fish. Do y'all clean and eat those dolphins? That's a great tasting fish, too.
Yes, we do.
When are you guys going fishing again?
I think we have another tournament during August, but I don't think I can go because of school.
Oh, yeah, they got that old thing called school. What a shame.
Well, yeah.
Well, Britton, where do you go to school, Britton?
Edie White, Catholic High.
Okay, yeah, you guys got some pretty good athletic teams. You play any sports over there?
Baseball and soccer.
Baseball and soccer, yeah, it's a good combination. Well, you're also a great fisherman, and you're on your way, very young age of 11, to catch and win first place in that category for the dolphin or Mai-Mai. Congratulations again, and hopefully you can get back and catch a whole bunch more fish.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Britton. All right, there he goes, the winner of the Blue Marlin Academy. He fished against some real competitors, too. That's not an easy tournament to win. A lot of good fishermen, a lot of good boat teams. All right, well, we're about done here. Let's see if we can get maybe a text or two in here. We've got one that says, I listen to your show every week. My dad, an avid Texas hunter, taught me to love the outdoors and would have loved listening to your show. And it says, happy anniversary. Wish you many more successful years. That's from a hunter's daughter. And Big E wondering if the Plastic Man ever used artificial catalpa worms for sockeye, brim, and panfish. I bet you he did. I'll ask him that next week. And here's one says, all my duck hunting friends never received anything on this survey for duck hunting. Our waterfowl department seems like a circus at times. Really disgusting. Seems like they have the wrong people in place. Well, you can have your voice heard on that survey, even though you didn't get the survey. Go to my website, check it out. It's right there on the front page. Click it on, and you'll get that form letter. It's all there. All you need to do if you agree with it is sign it and send it to those addresses there. And if you can, plan to make that August 7th meeting at 9:30 in Baton Rouge on Quail Drive at Wildlife and Fisheries Headquarters. Myself and Captain Ryan plan on being there. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Hope you get a chance to get out there. We got a lot of stuff going on. We covered a lot of ground. The fish are biting. The weather's somewhat cooperative. And we got hunting seasons to look forward to. I'm headed to Breaux Bridge. I'm going to be speaking to some of the members of the Louisiana Taxidermy Association. Get a chance to see some old friends and meet some new ones there. And that's what you can get to do on this show. Hope you'll join us again next week as we begin our 36th year of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.